AP News, I'm Haya Pinchwani. The Federal Reserve's Board of Governors has a new chairman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
President Trump was on hand as Kevin Warsh was sworn in, after months of bashing predecessor Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates. He said Warsh will prioritize a strong economy.
Thankfully, unlike some of his predecessors, Kevin understands that when the economy is booming, that's a good thing.
In an unusual move, the swearing-in was at the White House, which raises more questions about Fed independence as the president has tried to sway the central bank. Still,
I want him to be independent and just do a great job. Don't look at me. Don't look at anybody. Just do your own thing and do a great job.
For his part, the new chairman said the coming years can bring unmatched prosperity
that will raise living standards for Americans from all walks of life.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tulsi Gabbard has stepped down as the Director of National Intelligence. During a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing in March, Gabbard dodged Georgia Senator John Ossoff's question about whether the intelligence community told President Trump Iran posed an imminent nuclear threat to the U.S.
It is the nature of the imminent threat that the president has to make that determination based on a collection and volume
of
information and intelligence that he is provided with.
A NASCAR driver's number is being temporarily retired after the icon's shocking death this week.
Richard Childress Racing is temporarily retiring Kyle Busch's number 8 Cup Series car, at least until the driver's 11-year-old son Brexton is ready to take over behind the wheel. RCR will run the number 33 car on Sunday night in the Coca-Cola 600 after the 41-year-old Busch died unexpectedly Thursday of unknown causes. Austin Hill will replace Busch in the driver's seat. Brexton Busch is already known for his racing exploits. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on developments in a deadly overdose case in New Mexico.
Authorities say fentanyl and methamphetamine were found at a house where New Mexico responders got sick after answering an overdose call. Steve McLaughlin is the chief medical officer for University of New Mexico Hospital.
When someone's exposed to an opioid or like fentanyl, initially, they will often become drowsy. They can actually become unconscious. And then we see their breathing slow down and that they can, in fact, stop breathing.
Mika and Georgia Rascon were identified as two of the three people in the house who died. A fourth person who was unresponsive and one of the responders who became sick were still hospitalized as of Friday. Mountaineer Mayor Peter Nieto says authorities were called to the house by a worried co-worker of one of the victims.
The employer called and they did not answer. And so they sent another worker to go look, and they're the ones that discovered the scene.
The investigation is still ongoing. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Pinchwani, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.